Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Sean Worthington back on the show. Sean has been a member of our Brain Trust now for a handful of years. He's a tenured faculty member of computer science at the Butte College in Northern California. He's a computer information system expert. He's the creator of CloudCoin, which is the only non-blockchain-based cryptocurrency. And we've been telling you about this for a long time, folks, and literally at this moment, we are experiencing the birth of a new cryptocurrency, CloudCoin. Sean Worthington, welcome back and congratulations.
Well, thank you, Jim.
So you guys went public yesterday. You're on the market this week, aren't you?
That's right. So it's a really big time for us because now people can buy and sell CloudCoin just like they can any other cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
And we are the first coin to go on an exchange or that is non-blockchain. So it's a big
deal. Why is that? I know we've gone over it before, but in case people just tuned in, why is that? What's the difference and why is it important?
Well, the big difference is that CloudCoin gets its integrity from the redundancy of the cloud, where blockchain gets its integrity from encryption. And there's a big difference there because the cloud is much cheaper. In fact, we use just a tiny fraction of electricity that the blockchain uses, and so we don't have to charge any fees.
So you don't have a distributed ledger network in the CloudCoin?
Well, we have a network, but instead of copying all of these databases tens of thousands of times all over the world, we have the data shredded over many servers, 25 different clouds all around the world. And so it's a different concept.
Mm-hmm. So, folks, when you buy a Bitcoin, or when you use any kind of blockchain crypto product, the security of it, the integrity of it, the trust part of it is the fact that transaction is recorded across multiple digital ledgers around the world, depending on how many you may want to buy. And of course, Bitcoin is distributed over I don't know how many on its own. They're all the same information. So you can't change one without changing all of them. So if somebody broke in and tried to steal your Bitcoin, they'd have to change all of them. But they could possibly break through the encryption part, the cloud part. But as you said, redoing all those ledgers every time there's a transaction takes a lot of electricity and a lot of processing power, right?
Yes, that's right. And so instead of having, the way our system works is that we have a file, and that file has 25 passwords in it, and each password goes to a different cloud around the world. And so if I've got the passwords, then I own the coin. If I want to buy something from you, I give this file to you. And then anybody that's got the passwords can change them, so you go and change them. Now you're the only one with the passwords. If one of the clouds is brought down by hackers or taken over by governments, it doesn't matter because we still have the 25 more, and they're self-healing, so we can bring in new clouds, mm-hmm. and that will heal the coin, and it makes it so that we have a very efficient currency without, by the way, any accounts being needed. You don't have mm-hmm. to have a user account. That makes it 100% private.
Mm-hmm. And so folks, All of the cryptocurrencies, the other ones that you know about, are based on the blockchain technology. The original, the original blockchain, Bitcoin, was created on the platform of a blockchain, which includes these distributed ledgers where the information for that coin or that contract, if it's not a cryptocurrency, is held. It's in these ledgers. But Sean's cloud coin is based on this cloud system he's talking about, which takes a whole lot less electricity. But that's the advantage. The disadvantage is it's the only one. Sometimes being the only one, sometimes being first to market is good, and sometimes it's not. I've been there in both cases. And it has its disadvantages, too. And we'll talk about that. What's it going to take to get CloudCoin to catch on? After the break, 22, right back to Sean Worthington. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.